Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We know that across the country we've seen an increase in this age group in terms of COVID-19. Perhaps it's, you know, all of the mixed messaging that's happened at the federal level. Perhaps it is the fact that COVID-19 doesn't have same death rates amongst that age group, and maybe it's not taken as seriously. But the fact of the matter is, every one of those people can be carrying COVID-19, and a lot of them might be without even knowing it. And that's the inherent danger in this moment.
All right, that's the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, and she is one of the more polarizing political figures, I think, in 2020. Some people in Michigan embrace her. Some people in Michigan protest against what Whitmer has to say. But I think it echoes true about people not being aware, especially younger people, whether they have COVID-19 or not. And so there we are once again on the doorstep of talking about the pandemic. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. If this is the first time you joined the show, thanks. Welcome. You can go to katedelaneyradio.com. Flip me your thoughts. Pretty easy. Click on contact and let us know. Our unofficial poll is a rolling poll. And it's mask on or mask off. Listen, a lot of Republicans are wearing masks, and they're urging their constituents to do the same, including Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, who's really hammering mask, 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 mask. DeSantis, the governor of Florida, did a little presser today, a press conference, and he wore a mask. Of course, he was talking about opening schools and having schools where you're at 5 days a week and wanting to be able to do that. And again, talking about reopening and where they're headed. But in Florida, they're not reporting how many people are being hospitalized, but we are seeing that more people are testing for it. And we know the tests were going to shoot up because more people are getting the tests, especially when they can get them, if they have been somewhere where suddenly they're feeling the symptoms and they were out on the Lake of the Ozarks or they were someplace else too close together, which is to the point of the governor of Michigan not thinking that you got it. In Michigan, they had that, too, at a couple of their watering holes where it was, woohoo, party time. And it is true. Some of the younger people who get it, if they get it and they stay away from people, especially once they have it, a lot of times it'll run its course. And it might be a nightmare of a run, but they're not on a ventilator or whatever. But then there's these horrific cases where someone seems okay, didn't know they had an underlying condition, they're 18 years old, and they're gone. And they walk like an old man who smoked a pack of cigarettes a day for their entire lives because they have that exhaustion thing that kicks in. The mayor in Atlanta tested positive for COVID-19, realized her husband was just sleeping for 4 days straight, tons of sleep, seemed exhausted, tested positive. So everybody in the house gets it, and it is one of those things. There is no way to know how it ends up on the other side. The states that we've been talking about with the flare-ups, Florida, Texas, Arizona, Nevada, are still in that spot where the conversation is about, all right, how many cases, what's the situation, what do we know, is there a hot spot somewhere, was there a party, was there something that happened. In the country, 305 million people in the United States have tested positive for COVID-19. Thank God 918 have recovered. 133,000 souls have been lost to this horrible, horrible disease. The disease that is rocking our world and changing, sadly, our lives, because lives and livelihoods are at stake. And that, of course, is the very, very big worry. In the U.S., daily cases, the record is 60,209. The new model, you know, I almost feel like in a twisted way, it's like those hurricane models they come up with. And this model that I was looking at today was from the University of Washington, and they extended their projection of how many people are likely to die from coronavirus in the U.S. to November 1st. They're predicting at least 208,255 deaths by then, based on the current scenario. What they're saying, they, being those that are at the university's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, I know it's a mouthful, that 95% of the population, if 95% of the population wears a mask in public, the number would drop to 162,808. So how do they come up with this model? They forecast the reimposition of strong social distancing mandates when deaths per day reach a level of 8 per 1 million people, the mask adoption, how many people are doing it, versus that there is no preventative action. And then, of course, strong social distancing measures. And in Florida, the word is if they had that social distancing, you'd have over 6,000 deaths would be cut because of that by October 1st. We've had many Australians on this show, especially lately. And there's a couple of great writers I'm going to have on from Australia. And Australia actually closed their interstate border between Victoria and NSW as a result of their rise in Melbourne's COVID-19 cases. International students in the U.S. have to leave the country or may have to leave the country if their university switched to online only courses. That's what immigration is saying, because why would you have to be in the country is what their take is. You can leave. Brazil's president has tested positive for COVID-19. The country is second only to the U.S. in number of coronavirus infections and deaths. How about Connecticut, the great state of Connecticut? Woohoo! Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont. He did have a net. Ned had a net. He said for the first time in months, there were no COVID-19 related fatalities in the state over the past 24 hours. That's good. So they feel pretty good about that. He said the state did 6,000 tests on Monday. They're at a 1% positivity rate. 1% is a good number. 1% or less would make you feel much better. The president said the U.S. is not closing, will never close. He pushed for the country to fully reopen on Tuesday. He said we're at 130. He said at an event on reopening schools, referring to more than 130,000 Americans who have died from the virus. He says, I think we could have been at 2.5 or 3 million people. That is true. We certainly could have seen some a much bigger, hard to believe, outrageous amount, because I think one is too many, but I can't even imagine saying 2 million. If you've never listened to me before, my great grandmother died of the Spanish flu when they had that epidemic. There was a big parade in Philadelphia. A lot of people didn't wear masks. My grandmother was 7 months old, and she died within days of getting it. I don't even know much about her. I'm trying to find out more about her because my great-grandfather remarried, and, of course, then there was my great-grandmother who I'm named after and had a big part in my life, and I knew nothing about this other great-grandmother who died in that last pandemic. Crushing to the family, though, from what I understand. Coming up, it's numbers, numbers, numbers. We got some good ones. We got some okay ones.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Yes, indeed, we can. And there are some, as I said, interesting numbers. Some of them good, some of them just downright ugly. Ugly, ugly, ugly. All right, let's go to this one first. We look at the, we look at what's happening in the United States with layoffs and the job rates and unemployment. And you think about what's happening in other parts of the world, or at least I think you think about it, right? Weren't you planning that trip to go overseas? And then they said, the European Union, we don't want the Americans here. Oh, the Americans, they've got the COVID-19. So if you were planning on going to the UK, you wouldn't have seen much because a lot of things are closed there. Royal staffers are facing layoffs as the palace is losing millions in tourism income because of the coronavirus. Tens of millions is what they're saying. Normally, you'd have these 200 staff members that would be there and would be part of whatever the pageantry is or whatever else is going on, the operational costs across the board. So they're trying to come up with, what are we going to do? Because there's no ticket sales, there's no gift shop sales, the palace is not open for business. Oh, so sad. You know, and the royals make a pretty decent coin off of the English folk there. So it is interesting, you know, when you have a government that is a parliamentarian government, you know, parliament, obviously, you have a PM, etc., but you still have the history of what England was and you have a king and queen and all of that. Well, you have a queen now, but imagine the kind of dough it costs to run the palace, and now with less people involved in whatever it is they're involved in, right? Mm-hmm. So while some companies are doing well, others are not doing as well. Facebook got some backlash. Facebook stock got hit with a tumbling stock because investors don't seem to be too worried about the advertising boycott with Facebook. The shares hit $245.50 on Tuesday. That's a new all-time high for the company. Remember, it had dipped before, and then it shot back up. So ever since this whole outcry of advertisers saying, you know, we're getting off of it, it's booted back up because, they've been criticized for not taking action against comments that, like President Trump's comments, like Twitter. They've got that whole fact-checking notification thing coming down the pike for everybody, and they did that to the president on some of his tweets. But Facebook isn't doing any of that kind of stuff. And initially, their price dropped to about $2.15 a share after the boycott started. So obviously now that has shot back up. If you were concerned, notice, first I tell you about the Royals and their cutting staff, then I tell you about another filthy rich guy, Mark Zuckerberg, and his pet project, Facebook, and the fact that their stock crashed, but then it's risen back up. Yeah, there is a common denominator here. I don't think you feel sorry for any of these people. I have a feeling. I don't see it, right? I don't see it. All right, so let me tell you another number. NBC News, boy, they have had their problems with scandals, especially when it comes to sexual harassment, etc. I won't even get into the Matt Lauer Today Show thing. But the new chairman of NBC Universal News Group outlined a workforce goal of 50% diversity on Tuesday, telling employees that as a news organization, they have a unique responsibility to reflect the country and all of the communities that they serve, saying we're going to lead. So 50% of the news organization employees need to be women, 50% of the total workforce, people of color, that whole, breaking it down. They need to invest, he's saying, in more documentaries, investigative content. He doesn't know. The 50% goal is a long-term thing. There's no exact date set to reach it, but he said they're going to report it publicly every single year. So how about that? Of course, that's the era we're living in after so many of the networks and so many other companies didn't really care as much about that. Now they're faced with having to make those kinds of decisions that they didn't make before. But you can't put a date on that. But so having no date on it kind of leaves it pretty flexible, right? I've heard good things about him, though, so I'm sure he'll do what he says he's going to do. Remember Mary Kay Letourneau, the teacher who they said raped and later married a student? She died at the age of 58. Former Washington State teacher, very infamous for her relationship with a 12-year-old student that, again, she ended up marrying. In the summer of 1996, she was a 34-year-old mother of four when her relationship with a sixth grader was exposed, and the police discovered them in a minivan parked in a suburban Seattle city of Des Moines Marina. Initially, she told the officers the boy was 18. That raised suspicions, and then there was an investigation. You know what happened from there. She even became pregnant, of course, with his child. She pled guilty in 97 to raping him. And their daughter, Audrey, was actually born while she was awaiting sentencing. So, wow, they did get married. They got married in 2005. And it became one of those things that was a TV movie of the week, whatever. And ultimately, it didn't end up lasting. They got divorced last year. And she said that She was working hard to scrub her name from the sex offenders registry. And she said, at one point, I'm not a victim. I'm not ashamed of being, I'm not ashamed. And, you know, and he said the same thing. He said, I'm not ashamed of being in love with Mary Kay. Very, very strange story. And that's when there more of that started to be uncovered that, hey, you know, it's not just male teachers, it goes the other way, too. Ghislaine Maxwell, people are very curious about what's going to happen with her, the gal pal of the most vile man who was walking the face of the earth, Jeffrey Epstein. She was basically called his fixer. She's going to be held, her initial bail hearing and arraignment will be held next week through a video conference in a Manhattan federal court. Judge said that's how they were going to do it. Next Tuesday afternoon, there's going to be a lot of curiosity over what goes on there. Maxwell, her lawyer, and one prosecutor will appear on video at the hearing. The public hearing is going to be accessible to others through teleconference. She was arrested in a million-dollar rural mansion. We talked about it last week. It was moved by the U.S. Marshals to the detention center in Brooklyn on Monday morning. She's accused in a six-count indictment of sex trafficking minors and lying about the alleged crimes under oath. I mean, she was with Jeffrey Epstein forever. I mean, from the 1990s, and she's alleged to have procured him young girls to sexually abuse and convincing them to travel to his properties in the U.S. and to England. And Epstein was hanged in a federal jail in Manhattan last August after his arrest on sex trafficking charges, if you remember that. She could face 35 years in prison if she's convicted for some of those charges. But again, this has to play out. Let's see what happens in the first hearing and where they go from there, but you know how slow the wheels of justice turn, pretty slow, so this is going to take some time. What the curiosity is who will she name? Will she name anybody of people that were on the island or people that were at his home, meaning these girls and other, these mega famous or rich or whatever people? That's where the curiosity absolutely 100% lies, as to who was there, who went to one of Epstein's palaces to fool around, frankly, with younger girls. Coming up next, John Bednar joins us. This guy is hilarious. He's written a book about running for president with no money. No money. Can somebody run for president with no money and win? Find out.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro said that he's tested positive for the coronavirus after months of downplaying its severity while deaths mounted rapidly inside the country. The 65-year-old right-wing populist, who has been known to mingle in crowds without covering his face, confirmed the results while wearing a mask and speaking to reporters. He did say he is taking hydroxychloroquine, the anti-malaria drug that he, like President Donald Trump, has been promoting. Brazil is the world's sixth biggest nation. It's also one of
of the outbreak's most lethal hotspots. More than 65,000 Brazilians have died of COVID-19, and over 1.5 million have been infected. Both numbers are the world's second highest totals behind those of the United States. Other world leaders who have had bouts with COVID-19 include British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Britain's Prince Charles, Prince Albert II of Monaco, and Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez. This is USA Radio News. Florida issued an emergency order requiring all brick-and-mortar schools to reopen full-time starting next month, even as the state is now one of the nation's hotspots for the coronavirus. Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran said the order is that Florida schools must be open at least 5 days per week for all students and provide all services required by law, including in-person instruction. And President Donald Trump has weighed in on opening schools.
We want to reopen the schools. Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it.
House Democrats unveiled their $694 billion defense funding bill, which includes money to be allocated for renaming military bases named after Confederate leaders. The bill's price tag is an increase of $1.3 billion over fiscal year 2020, but $3.7 billion below the White House's request. President Trump has threatened to veto the spending bill if it includes the provision for changing the names of the military bases. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We had an off-air conversation. It was so fascinating, and what an interesting life he's led. His book is called The People's President, and his name is John Bednar. He joins us now. Hey, John, thanks for popping on.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So that tells everybody nothing of why you're so fascinating, but I think you have led such an interesting life. I'm serious. I was looking you up after we had this conversation. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's really so fascinating how you got to this point where you did this book and then came back to the book. So explain that to everybody. First of all, what made you write the book?
Well, I guess ever since I was an undergraduate at Princeton University, I've asked people the following question. And in my entire life, I've only had two people answer yes to the question. And the question is very simple. Do you now or have you ever encouraged your children to become politicians? And the only two people who have answered yes to that question in my entire life are people who are from political families that are involved in politics. And so I've been, I guess, I don't know, been very preoccupied with the political scene in my country since I was very young. And the book came out of my conviction that there's far too much money in politics, that money dominates far too much our political scene, and that we should all stand up as American citizens and do something about that.
And so you weave this novel together based on, is it a little about you? Is there some of you in this book? I have a feeling there is.
Oh, of course. I mean, yeah. I mean, I basically, and of course, I was much younger at that time. I started writing this in 1973 when I was teaching at Berkeley. And so I was a much younger person at that point. But I just sort of said, hey, why not? It's fiction. I'll just elect myself president of the United States.
love that. And the whole idea is, you know, your main character says, I'm not going to spend, you know, any of my own money. I'm not going to accept contributions to run this campaign. You're just going to unleash the beast and go for it. And I don't want to give away the whole story, but what are some of the obstacles that Dr. George Franklin runs into?
Well, he runs into the same obstacles that that any idealist in today's world would run into, and that is the complacency, for lack of a better term, of the general population in the United States. We've just let our guard down. We've forgotten our civic responsibilities. We've let ourselves be influenced by a lot of different factors and have lost our sense of individual responsibility as far as our nation's concerned. So that's kind of what was on my mind. And those are the problems that the guy runs into. And he solves them by just throwing it back in everybody's face and saying, hey, wait a minute. We're responsible for this, folks. We're responsible for the situation that we're in. And we're the only ones who can stand up and do something about it.
And speaking of standing up and doing something about it, I want to reveal this to people. You are running for Congress. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm running as the hero of my novel. I figured a few years ago that I better just put my money where my mouth is and actually do something. And I am running for the House of Representatives, a seat in Washington, D.C. for District 3 in South Carolina as an independent on a budget of zero, just like my hero. And I've had some very interesting responses to that, and I'm hoping that maybe my little message that's in my book, I can have that message heard in District 3 in South Carolina. By the way, District 3 in South Carolina is the district that Lindsey Graham comes from.
Wow, so interesting. I bet that you've kicked up a little bit of dust there for sure, because it's got to be interesting. And it's interesting that your character does this. Now you're imitating that in real life. And the first time when you tackled this and you talked about the 70s, you said the reaction was great to the book.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I had this literary agent who got it all the way to Universal Studios, and they wanted to make a movie out of it at the time. And I still think, by the way, that it would make a very good movie. It's got a lot of stuff in it that Hollywood would probably have a blast with. But they wanted me to change the ending, and I said, nope, not going to do that. Today I might have a different story, but back then I said, nope, I'm not going to change it.
When you know, you're somebody who's, you're a teacher. I mean, you've bounced around Berkeley, pretty impressive there, but you've bounced around at a couple of other places as well. Do you learn from the students, too?
Oh, absolutely. I think the best teachers in the world are the people who do exactly what you just said. Teachers aren't people who need to lecture. There needs to be, in one of the conversations we had before, I mentioned to you that, to me, one of the most important words in our entire vocabulary is communication. Communication is very, very important, and so I've believed in that in my entire life, and I think that that's one of the reasons that I enjoy teaching so much.
Yeah, and it's interesting, from the classroom, traversing around the country, do you find that that's the common denominator as you talk about communication, no matter if you're in Northern California or you're in the South, or you're in South Carolina, or you're in New Jersey at Princeton?
Absolutely, and I do something that I probably shouldn't do, but I do it anyway, and it's just my own nature. Depending on the person I'm talking to, I have I've lived in Texas, I've lived in Oklahoma, I've lived in Michigan, I've lived in New Jersey, I've lived in California, and now in South Carolina. So I've lived kind of all over the United States, and I have a tendency, depending on the person I'm talking to begin to have speech patterns like the person I'm talking to.
That's great. They call that mirroring. I love that.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, people down in South Carolina say y'all all the time. Well, I don't use that in my normal speech, but I'll find myself saying y'all, y'all come.
Right. You mix it in. Again, the book is called The People's President. We're speaking with John Bednar. You can get it on Amazon.com. What do you ultimately hope people take away from reading your novel?
Well, all the things we've been talking about, Kate. I really think that, and like I said before, I have no regrets about being an idealist. I think idealism has its place in our society, and I'm proud of it. And if anything, I just hope that my book sparks a little bit of idealism in the minds of some of those complacent citizens out there who could be doing a much better job of being a citizen.
I like that. I say that all the time on the show. You just start. All politics are local, so get involved. Pay attention to what's happening. So I know you're not going to tell us that, the ending of the story. You're not going to tell us what happens. But Dr. George Franklin, does he get elected? You're not going to tell
me.
You're not going to say.
We have to leave that as a cliffhanger. Does the guy win or does he not win? You know, that's part of the whole story.
Yes, so fascinating. Will there be a sequel to this?
You know, I started writing a sequel, and there may be. I'm writing another book right now that I may never finish about kind of an autobiography. I fell in love with French when I was at Princeton when I was an undergraduate. I was an English major, but I fell in love with French. And then I did 4 years of graduate study in France, and I became totally fluent in French. I've spent 15 years of my life in France, if you want to add up all the time. And the catchy title of this book that I'm have been writing for years and may never finish is My Mistress for More Than 50 Years, and it's the French language.
Wow.
So I'm working on that right now.
Well, you can't tease us like that. You got to, everybody listening across the land, give us a French phrase that we can say. I like French, but I don't know any French. Give us a French thing.
Okay. All right. I will tell you something that I did when I was I love to teach beginning French, by the way, because one of the things I got from my wonderful experience at Princeton was that, you know, great professors fought to teach freshman courses because they wanted to get the freshmen interested in their specialty. Back in those days, you didn't declare a major until you were a sophomore. I teaching beginning French or in a beginning French class, I would teach them how to say, I don't know in French. It's a very simple sentence. I don't know. And it's written I would write it on the board, and then I would look at the class and ask them to pronounce it, and they would all pronounce it very correctly. And the correct pronunciation of the sentence is, je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas. Now,
I like that.
That's not the end of the story. And so each around the room, I would ask all the students to pronounce it, and they would pronounce it very correctly, but I would always say, no, that's not how it's pronounced. And they would get this puzzled look on their faces. And at the end, when everybody had his chance to pronounce the sentence, I would look at them and I would say, here's what the French people say. Here's how the French people pronounce that sentence. And the point I tried to make to them was the difference between the written language and the spoken language. For example, you may remember the shortest sentence in the English. Do you know what the shortest sentence in the English language is?
What is the shortest sentence?
It's jeet.
Jeet?
Yeah. Guy comes home late from work. His wife opens the door, greets him at the door, and says, jeet? And he says, no, would you fix me something?
Oh, you are too funny. You're priceless. John Bednar, The People's President. Pick up this novel. You'll be very entertained. Thanks, John.
Okay, Kenny. Thanks. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Sportships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Miss Lainey Kazan, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with the yellow frills in her hair. Her dress cut down to there. She could
Wow. What a voice. Lainey Kazan. Not only musical, but what an actress. She made her Broadway debut in 1961 with the musical The Happiest Girl in the World, and she sang with all kinds of the biggies. I mean, I would take up this whole interview if I gave you her resume. And, of course, many of you know her from television, Saint Elsewhere, from the movies, done a ton of movies, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. She was the mama, and so much more. A couple of episodes of my pal Kevin James's show, The King of Queens, and just an incredible actress, singer, and we are thrilled to have her all the way from Beverly Hills joining us on the air tonight. Lainey, thanks so much for coming on.
Hello, how are you?
That voice, you are killer. Your voice is incredible. I have this amazing technical maestro who dug that up. He said, I bet you she hasn't heard this in a long time.
You have to send it to me.
We will.
You promise?
I promise. I promise. You know what? I said to somebody, I played a little clip of you to someone a couple of weeks ago, and I said, do you know who this is? And I played like a little guessing game, and they couldn't guess. You know who they said? Barbara Streisand. You were her understudy, right?
I've heard that a lot.
I bet.
Yes, I have.
What is it like in Beverly Hills, first of all, with what's going on with COVID-19?
It's pretty sad. I haven't been out of the house in almost 3 months.
Wow, 3 months. That's tough. Huh? Are you going stir crazy?
February, March, April, yeah.
Wow.
The beginning of March, and now we're into almost May. Yeah, it's pretty pathetic. But
yeah, no kidding. You got to tell those Californians to stay off the beaches.
I know. It's terrible, huh?
Yeah, it is terrible.
Oh, you've got to get me that. How will you send it to me?
I will send it to you. We'll get an email from you. Don't worry. We'll get it. We'll get it to you. I promise.
All right.
It's a YouTube clip, and
how
we'll get it to you.
Where are you?
We're in Texas, and we're in Minneapolis, and of course we're all over the whole country. People are listening to us in Portland, in Los Angeles, in New Orleans, in West Virginia.
Wow.
And you know what? Everybody remembers you for sure from, and like I said, you've been in a ton of things, but my big fat Greek wedding, what was that like for you?
Oh, honey, it was such a great experience. I remember the first time I got a call from my agent and said, you know, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are producing a little movie, and it's written by an unknown Greek girl, but it's very sweet and very funny. And would you like to come up to our office, to Tom Hanks's office, and read it, you know, read it at a table read? I said, of course I'll come up. I said, Tom Hanks? And he said, and they're serving breakfast. I said, you got it. I'll be there. So I went up to his office, and when I walked in, he was so pleased that I had come, and they were so honored that I was there, and I was so thrilled to be there. And the play reading went off like clockwork. It was beautiful and funny and delightful. And I didn't hear from them for like a year. I swear to God, I didn't hear from them. And all of a sudden I got a call from my agent and said, do you remember that little Greek thing I sent you up for? Well, we're doing that, and they're doing it, but there's no money at all. It's going to be scale plus X, Y, and Z. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do it because it's a charming film. I don't have another job right now, and I'm going to do it. So I went up to Toronto, and this cast became my family. And we still have dinner together. Can you believe it? We have dinner like every other month, and we still talk to each other and see each other. It's gotten less and less over the last few years, but we were so close for years, years and years. And it was a joy to make the movie, and it was a joy to be in it. And then the success that came was so strange, because once we made the movie, and I didn't even hear from them again for like a year or so. And then I got a call from Nia, and she said, the movie's being released. You call all the synagogues. I'm calling all the Greek churches. She said, and let's get some people to go in, because if we have a good first weekend, maybe we can run a little bit. Well, would you know, it made more money than any other film. It's the highest grossing independent comedy that's ever been.
Wow. And then, of course, there was a part two, so you got more than scale for the part two, right?
I certainly did. You better believe it.
Sometimes things pay off. So your family, you know, and your background and growing up in New York, did you know that this was the route you were going to take?
That's so interesting, you know. I had another interview today, and the woman asked me this exact question. It's just so interesting. I never had made a decision. I was my mother's puppet, you know. She wanted to be a ballerina when she was a young girl, and she kind of put all her dreams into me when she saw that I had a little bit of talent. Because it wasn't nice for a young Jewish girl to be a ballerina then. It was like, oh, look, it was like being a woman of the streets, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
It really was. And so when I came along, it was fine. And she nurtured it. She gave me dance lessons, singing lessons, every kind of lesson. And I started dancing and singing when I was three. And I never stopped. I've never stopped. I've been in this business my whole life.
And it's a good fortune for all of us because of some of the amazing work that you've done. You're so super talented. And then you're passing this on as well to other students because you teach and you're doing something with NYU. Tell us about that. And also in California, USC, right?
Yeah, I am a professor at UCLA.
Yeah.
I've been there 10 years now. I
wow.
can't believe it. I can't believe it. But I teach acting for the singer at UCLA. And then Tish just got a hold of me, and they asked me to teach there, so I'm teaching acting there. And I just started an acting for the singer class, and we'll see how it goes, and we'll see how Tish likes me. And then I'm teaching at the Strasberg Institute. Because I teach the method. I teach the Strasberg method. Or the,
nice.
Or, you know, the Stanislavski method.
Yeah.
And I love
yeah.
it. I love passing along what I've learned. I've learned so much. And it's such a joy for me to teach.
Yeah, and you
my
can mother tell
always
it. I
wanted me to be a teacher. You know, there was a little private dream.
Yeah. And so that's paying off too. We're speaking with Lainey Kazan. Lainey, what's the first thing you're going to do when you're out of quarantine and it's 3 months out of the house?
But I think I'm going to go to the beach. I think I want to go in. I want to do something like, you know, wild, but I'm too old to do that.
I don't have
the energy to follow my passion.
I gotcha. Yeah, but you know, you can meet friends for lunch. You can actually be out in a restaurant somewhere.
I know. Actually, we did my girlfriend's birthday. We Zoomed her birthday. And it's my birthday coming up on May 15th. And so we're going to all order our own dinner. And we're all going to have dinner together.
Nice. That's good. And you're used to the Zoom thing now because of the teaching.
Yes,
and so
you're probably a pro.
It.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, excellent. Well, we can't wait to see what happens next for you, because I'm sure it's certain to be a hit, whatever you're involved in.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you. I love life. I love what I do. And, you know, I've had ups and downs and ins and outs, but keep on trucking.
Yeah, that's a good motto, keep on trucking. Thanks, Lainey. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. I look forward to meeting you one of these years.
Yeah, me too. I look forward to meeting you as well. Wow, that's just terrific. So, Lainey Kazan, and I, as I said, so much she's done in her career as an actress and a singer, and boy, she was nominated for so many awards, even a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Drama Series for St. Elsewhere. She was great in that. Tony Award for Best Featured Actress in a Musical for My Favorite Year. Golden Globe Award nominated for that, for her role in My Favorite Year. And, you know, of course, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, you heard the story there, and then the sequel film, and what a great big hit that was. I love that story that she told us. All right, stay with us. I promise I will meet you on the other side. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.